Committee, a Salmon Marketing Committee, an Export Promotions Committee, a Seafood Technical Committee, the Shellfish Committee, and a Whitefish Committee. So, and as I mentioned, there is approximately 90 individuals, both in the committees and the board, that represent various aspects of the seafood industry. Certainly we have a broad range of technical people that advise us in the scientific aspects of and applied science aspects of production, product development, things like that. We have numerous folks in the whitefish industry. I believe that there are 14 members on the Whitefish Committee that run the gamut from Ocean Beauty, Unicea, halibut harvesters, halibut industry representatives, and certainly we have Merle Knapp as our chair with Glacier Fish Company, Rick Muir from American Seafoods, another factory trawler. All of those folks put insights into our whitefish marketing activities. I think in recent testimony, there was discussion of taxation without representation. There is nothing that precludes the governor in making his appointments to not include whitefish harvesters. Our current bylaws indicate that we have to have 12 members that are involved in commercial fishing. So at the governor's pleasure, he could certainly put a white fisherman such as myself on the board of directors, or it doesn't necessarily have to be restricted to the state of Alaska either. So I think any organization or segment of the organization that wants to be involved in putting input into ASME's direction, they're more than welcome to come to the table. And as far as appointments to these various standing committees, that is the chairman of ASME's prerogative to make those appointments. It's also his or her responsibility to make sure that there's a broad-based representation. If there are shortcomings to that, they will be addressed.
All right.
I think we try to maintain an equitable representation, both by region and by species, for the entire Alaska fishing industry.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stinson. To move to another issue, we received a communique from the gill netters and some concern about the hatchery cost recovery tax. Senator Stevens, would you care to respond to that concern?
Well, yes, Mr. Chairman. This is a letter from the United Southeast Alaska gill netters, who seem pretty supportive of the 1% salmon tax. I've said that several times, but do oppose applying that to the hatchery cost recovery program. And I guess the real concern there is that, in fact, it might be a way of double taxation of the fishermen, because they'd have to be paying the recovery fish would be held out, and so it is a disadvantage to fishermen. That's something we can certainly talk further about, and I appreciate the letter.
There'll be opportunity for further discussion there, and would encourage you to address their issues as the bill moves through the process. Further questions or discussion? Well, if there are further questions, we'll close public testimony and further discussion. Senator Stevens?
Just try to answer some of the questions, Mr. Chairman, that we had asked before. the question about, and we have heard from Laura, the issue of what ASME will do with additional revenue from that 0.3% tax on other species. The question of what ASME will do, Admiral Reed, our chairman, Executive Director Ryuta indicated our last session that whitefish was also facing problems in the future, and so one important question too is what ASME will be doing to deal with that future whitefish farming issue. That's an important question. The we've talked about the board size. One of the issues I want to get on the record is that you asked a question about what percentage of residents versus non-residents would pay this proposed seafood marketing tax, and actually, it's pretty interesting figures. Once we got them from the CFEC, Mary McDowell, 6,848 permit holders, state permitted fisheries. It works out, and not we're talking about non-salmon fisheries. That number is actually 22% non-residents, 78% residents. And then when we move to the National Marine Fisheries Service report on the federal licensed fisheries, it works out to about 70% Alaskan and 20% out-of-state addresses, so you'd be aware of that. I guess the one question we really haven't really dealt with, maybe Ms. Fleming will continue with, is that issue of future whitefish farming. I don't think we've received an answer to that, but though that was touched upon.
I don't recall that question. I don't think I had that question.
Well, I guess I just say that, you know, that ASME is prepared to deal with that issue because
I assume they're not going to advocate for.
No, I don't think so.
All right, well,
not at all.
Well, the will of the committee, Senator Stevens.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
we have our discussion complete.
I don't know if you're ready to.
I'm ready to move the bill if the discussion's complete.
Well, maybe, Mr. Chairman, I should just say one thing. I know there are some questions here about the size of the board. It seems to me like 9 is a good number. I mean, most boards work best when there's a smaller number. The issue of maintaining funding to ASME is an important one, and this does maintain the $7.38 million that ASME feels they need, and I feel they need to do it. So I would encourage us to pass this out on to finance, and if you'd accept a motion for me, Mr. Chairman, I'd move to pass this out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Okay.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Senator French?
Yes.
Senator Bundy?
Yes. So we have indeed moved from committee to
SB 273. I suspect there'll be further discussions as it goes through the process, but we will move this from committee. Now, if I could find my notes. There we go.
Got them.
All right. On Thursday, the 12th, we will hear SB 286, Direct Marketing Fisheries Business. Is this Fisheries Week?
Every week is Fisheries, Mr. Chairman.
SB 278, Labor Workforce Development Fees, and SB 254, Tourism and Recreational Assessment. Another couple of minor bills that should probably just whip right through. Knowing sardonic humor when you see it. Is there anything else to come before the committee? If not, with our thanks to all, we'll stand adjourned. You owe me 15 minutes now.